Hi, Bangor. It's Megan McCord. I'm here with you at the Mount Olive competition, evaluating in the area of color guard. Wishing you all the best. Here we go. Now, some of the performers are struggling with this choreography, getting their flag wrapped around the pole. So making sure that carving patterns are staying within the plane would be a priority for this section and presenting a really strong first impression. Yeah, some of the performers are struggling with their wrist flexion and rotation to get the carving patterns to happen flat to their side without cutting the plane. And then the articulation of the angle sequence, you know, just understanding how the shoulder muscles and arms work together to articulate those angles can help make that section look a little bit more crisp and articulated. Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, great blue color comes out. Unfortunately, the initiation wasn't all together from an execution perspective in regards to the timing, but a great color choice and field coverage with a pretty large color guard ensemble. Stylistic approach from the color guard in regards to timing and the style adherence, you know, with things like their free hands. Noticing some differences within the way that some of them manipulate their bodies to get the flags behind their head. And some of the performers struggling a little bit with doing choreography on the move. Noticing that more so backfields. I was looking around the 45-yard line on side one. And then just the relationship of their shoulders to the front sideline in the slides could be more consistent across the ensemble so that the flags have the same angle within the choreography and that the choreography is being done flat to the front, if that's the intention, which it looks like it is. These angles, just really making sure that they're understanding how to lock into the pole and squeezing the pole as each of those angles hit. I think that will help clean that up quite a bit. Transition the equipment off the stage and then back on to the field. I think there's some opportunities there in just making that more part of the production rather than a break in design choice, whether that's layering this going from one side to the back to the far side. Just something there to make that feel a little bit more cohesive within the production because the music doesn't stop. And so I would just encourage you to look for, you know, ways to make that happen for the color guard. The work feels a little repetitive, and the performers are handling it adequately. So I think there's some opportunities for you to enhance the variety of what you're asking of them. Little questionable when the work is so repetitive. When we're hearing different music, but we're seeing the same choreography. that's where I think the it calls to question. So certainly a stylistic choice, but something that I think that, you know, you've worked it on certain aspects of technique with the program, and so, you know, I think you can take better advantage of the skill set of the performers. At the end, it's a matter of looking at being strategic about where you place tosses in the choreography and the recovery time that you give the performers from the toss catch to the next position that they have to get to. So at times it feels like you're making it a little bit harder on the performers to be successful with the writing than necessary in that. But I do think that you're on the right track with having there be more body and more variety within the writing. Okay, and then here in a moment with the hand flags, just thinking about for the performers the stretch through their upper bodies and the position of their shoulders in relationship to their spine and their hips, and really opening up their chest in this section so that they can really encompass a lot of space around them. And then when you're cleaning this choreography, just really looking at how they're rotating through their shoulder socket when they're doing movements that go up above their head. And then here, as you know, as you reveal that you've got the two flags, I think there's an element of surprise there that could be captured in a stronger manner, and perhaps through the choreography getting a little bit faster in that moment, it can create more emotional energy through the color. So some of the performers are doing some light body work underneath with tendus and, you know, pointed toes, while others are staying with their feet more stationary. So just looking for places where you can make those sections the same and really clarify for the performers what is being asked of them. So, and when the performers get sails around their flags, a simple trick is just to pull on the ends of the silk. So when they go to put the flags back together into one hand, if they use their thumb along the sleeve of the flag, that will help keep them from tangling around each other. Because it's really important that you, as performers, that you keep those flags open. Like, that's your key main responsibility in this section, to not get a sail. So in relationship to the tempo of this piece of music, I would encourage you not to look at the choreography as always needing to be written in the single time, but perhaps have some sections that are written in double time to give more emotional energy to the production, especially because both the band and the guard are stationary for so much of certain sections of the production, that I think that could help give it some more life and more enthusiasm. And I definitely think the performers are ready for more challenge within less repetitive choreography and perhaps some more things done in combination between movement and body work and equipment work. So hope those comments are helpful to you. Congratulations on your performance today. Wish you all the best. Thanks.